All right, next patient is going to be Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A, Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S. This is a 66-year-old, very thin, black woman, O2 dependent with COPD, period. She was originally from Houston. She has a heavy history of smoking, but she quit finally 2 years ago, period. Any paragraph? Patient was in hotel business and worked different hotels in the area, period. She's single, but she has one child. Family history, mom and dad had cancer and cirrhosis, respectively. Period. Surgical history. She was involved in a gunshot wound when she was 16, had hysterectomy, open heart surgery, and has had blood clots in the lower extremity, allergy, penicillin. She was able to ambulate with a walker, but now she's so short of breath that she can hardly stand up. Period. In the paragraph, she has help with ADL. She also wears a diaper because she has accidents because of her shortness of breath and weakness. Period. She uses her nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day. Period. She uses her oxygen at 2 to 3 liters daily. Period. And she has air hunger and anxiety related to her shortness of breath. Medication, losartan, 50 milligram once a day, metoprolol, 25 BID, aldactone, 25 once a day. Nebulizer, PRN or Trusat 2 liters, Talon number 3, Motrin and Lipitor as 40 milligram as well. His blood pressure is 117/8. Her blood pressure is 117/84. Pulse is 54. Respiration is 18. Or Trusat's 95%. Heart positive, swarm positive to lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft neck. Shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity, mild edema. Neurological, non-focal. Assessment, 66-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, O2 dependency, short of breath at all times, on nebulizer treatment, on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, she's lost a tremendous amount of weight. She's tachycardic. She's also short of breath at all times. She uses oxygen at all times and has an extensive history of COPD, period. Her blood pressure appears to be stable, period. Her weakness keeps her from ambulating, even with the help of a walker, where she used to do that before. Period. She's had multiple gunshot wounds with multiple surgery to the abdomen and blood clots of the lower extremity. Patient currently is not smoking, and appears to be tachycardic and anxious. Thank you.